So we have the reunion, and we still don't know who won. Stay tuned to hear our thoughts.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. But she got me on the
counter. It wasn't Tori. But maybe it was Tori.
This song is dedicated to Tori. It wasn't me. Oh man, I haven't heard this gem in a while. Well, welcome to the finale part one of the challenge right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. And it may not be a full house tonight, but I still have got my wonderful co-hosts.
What's up, guys?
Jennifer Diaz.
Hey, my name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna _Bussier.
I am David Christopher, and this is my anthem. just
wow,
kidding.
David. That's a lot about
you. I'm just kidding. No, but find me on Instagram. David Punkrock Christopher, and then Twitter, DPR Christopher. What's up, ladies?
What's How up? Doing? I thought that we said blue jean jackets.
You know what? I like to be a rebel, and on purpose, I wore black just to make you imagine.
You won. You won.
This was not planned. I have no idea how this happened.
All right.
Anyway, I think a lot of us, we're going to try to get the live chat up, but in the meantime, we're kind of bummed that we still don't have a winner.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that's television for you. But we did get a third place winner, and are you at all surprised?
I'm fully surprised. I thought in no way, shape, or form that Tori was getting third place.
Yeah.
CT, it's shocking because it's CT, but I could kind of see that. Like, Jordan killed the final, and Derek was right behind Jordan the entire time, even though he did get the deficit. He had 5 minutes added at one point when they had to sleep outside on the rocks and that whole thing. But I am so utterly shocked that Tori came in third. I thought Cara Maria for sure got third, just because maybe it was the camera, maybe it was the editing that didn't give her a lot of camera time. I feel like we just didn't see anything of her.
I thought it was going to be Camilla.
That got third, right? Even the things that we did see of Cara, it seemed like she was always struggling or she wasn't getting the puzzle the fastest, that she would be the person to get third.
No, I agree. I'm surprised. I'm totally surprised. Especially with CT, and then I said, yeah, Tori's killing it. I mean, yeah, that's crazy. That's really crazy. What a bummer, you know?
Yeah. Like exactly. You're stuff. Waiting that long.
Right.
And you probably had such high hopes for yourself because you won two of the rewards that you were able to add 5 minutes to somebody else's time. And then you're the one that gets third place. It's like a slap in the face. Like, yeah, I literally tried to take you out, and now I'm the one that's getting third place.
Hey, but she played her game, though. Mm. I would have played it the exact same way. And for a rookie, that is pretty damn good.
No, yeah. She did awesome. She had an awesome season. So, I mean, yeah, you can't, regardless, you can't discredit her. She still killed it. She did awesome. So,
yeah. Let's go to the top of the show where I kind of thought the first half of it was really boring. tweet us, let us know what you guys thought, tell us in the chat. I mean, it was kind of, Jenna, you said it perfectly. It was like, so, do you think this game is dirty? Yes, I did. How dirty? Very dirty. How different?
How about you over there in the corner? Did you think it was dirty? Yeah, it was dirty. It was called a dirty 30. Hey, over there in the back, you know, was it dirty for you? Yeah, it was dirty for me too. Did you get backstabbed? Sure did. How about you? Yeah, me too. Felt like the whole first 15 minutes was so unnecessary. I don't even know why they included it.
I just thought it was, I love how The Miz is in full character. He's totally just like, he's totally just WWE guy, and I love watching. So it was funny. But I agree, it was kind of redundant. I don't think it really kind of tapped into anything important until maybe like halfway through.
Nope. This reunion is a little bit overdramatic. You see the big studio that they got, or they rented a theater, it looked like, and they have a DJ.
Right.
And TJ is there. Since when is TJ at these reunions?
Party.
I'd rather have him be hosting it.
Yeah, this reunion looked ridiculous. It was so fancy. Had flames,
buried
had
over
fire. The DJ exactly said this massive stage that everybody was on.
I dig it. Hey, it's like a party. Why not, right?
Yeah. Right? They showed it, and then these flames come bursting out. Me and Pauline are like, oh, all right, this is what we're in store for tonight.
You haven't made it unless there's fire. You gotta have fire. Pyro.
And Christian Hernandez said that it should have been a 2-hour, one-episode finale instead of dragging it on. I agree to that.
I think I agree to that,
Joseph
too.
Says that it was dragged on over the top like Survivor does. I agree. I think majority of us agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into... Let's see. The first thing they kind of tapped on, besides Corey being
inducted into the Hall of Fame, the first induction into the Hookup Hall of Fame, Corey, of the challenge. Ladies.
No, I'm not gonna. No, why is this such a double standard? Why?
That's an honor for him.
Okay. Well, now that we finally have a guy on this panel, why is it such like a hoorah for men to be applauded for something like this? Like, what is it? Like,
all I'm saying is the guy finally accomplished something, so I'm giving him credit.
But is that really a goal that guy set?
So instead of Corey winning the challenge, him hooking up with the most people is on the same level? An accomplishment?
It's like a consolation prize for him, you know what I mean? Like, he did something, you know, we were waiting for him to do something, and he got something, so he accomplished something.
I'm sorry, but
so.
If that was my kid, I'd be living in slapping.
He got a lot of something.
Oh my, but why is it that guys get so like, good job, bro?
Realistically, like, I truthfully really don't care. I mean, I just think it's funny, especially for his reputation. So, I mean, to do that, it's almost like, it's just kind of like, it's sarcastic. It's poking fun of the whole thing, you know, and I think it's funny. I like it. At the same time, I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm not like a anti, you know, like, oh, man, or feminist, whatever. It's just one of those things that I just think it's funny. And it fits the guy. And I just think, for me personally, I think, you know, he's trying to accomplish something, and he got something without even trying.
I mean, in this situation, for some people, it is funny. Like Anissa, she played off it really well because she knows what's going on here. She knows what she's getting into. Her and Corey have this never-ending flirtation, so it's funny for her. On the other hand, Kayla obviously did not take this lightly, and I feel bad for her. She obviously had feelings for Corey, and she left the show Invasions. He turned around and hooked up with Camilla next episode or two episodes later. Mm-hmm. So I understand why it's hurtful for her, and she looked so uncomfortable on the reunion stage, didn't know how to react, didn't know what to say. But at the same time, the fact that this is Corey's persona is now funny at this point.
That's
my point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the whole agenda.
That's his character.
Like, right. It's
so Kayla didn't know that. So that's why I feel so bad for her. But now it's kind of, if you're a girl that Corey hooks up with, you know his track record at this point. You know what you're doing to yourself and what people are going to look at you as. Just, is he that seductive and charming? Like, just fall back.
Well, you interviewed him. Was he, Jenna? Did it work?
Corey is so cute. Everybody knows that. He's very good looking. But I didn't hook up with him on the show. So
what about off the
show?
That
we know of.
No, absolutely not.
That we know of, guys. Gotta go back, check the tapes. Okay, let's get into this Nelson and Derek argument that they had. That's why Nelson had to go home, is because he had punched Derek in the face. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, we saw a video. He said, was it? So they apologized, they hashed it out.
This was another thing that was so annoying and boring about the first half of the challenge, is everybody was so responsible of their behavior and very humble and apologetic. Sure, we want them to be good people at the end of the day, but that's not fun to watch. I mean, everybody was saying, hey, man, I'm so sorry for my actions. I should have never done it. Great of him to own the responsibility, but everybody, that was the trend. Nobody kind of went with any sort of evilness, or, you know, they didn't really back up their actions on the show. They all just said, okay, I'm at fault and I'm wrong.
And that's very adult of them and very responsible of them. And I mean, that's good. I mean, that's good news. Yeah. I don't want to be like, hey, it should have been another fight.
It just wasn't as dramatic as MTV TV's.
For entertainment reasons.
Yeah, it's not fun for TV, but realistically, it's a great thing, you know. And yeah, same thing. Yeah, you know, he was replaying back. He said almost like immediately after how he kind of came to and regretted it, like almost immediately. And I mean, so that shows a lot too. So, I mean, I think it's cool that everybody, you know, has kind of hashed it out and moving on. You know?
I'm glad that Nelson was able to watch that back with other people watching it as well, because he tried to say that he didn't do anything wrong. When we first saw the fight go down, he said, that was all Derek. He came at me. It's all his fault. He needs to sit there sober and watch the clip, which I was so happy that Derek said, roll the clip.
Because
nothing's better than saying, oh, really? You said that? Oh, I have the recording. So it was good for him to kind of have it thrown in his face. Like, nah, you were definitely out of line. Derek just made kind of a funny, calm joke. What are you talking about, man? And then Nelson went crazy at
him. Oh, he knew. He definitely knew. Yeah. Well, some people who did not move on was Simone and Shane, which the cameras were not rolling for that one. It was literally a he said, she said.
Yeah.
And there's three sides to every truth. So, I mean, nothing was resolved. Nobody admitted anything. Shane apologized for getting in her face, but that's about it.
I almost left their onstage altercation more confused than the original scene. Because, yes, it is a he said, she said, but the whole context of it almost doesn't make too much sense.
I agree with you. I felt the same. I was kind of like, wait, so now this is about black women on TV? Like, watching a show? I was so confused. I'm like, wait, what happened? Like, I thought this was about something, you know? Like, I agree. I was just, this kind of got nowhere for me. So
it's, Shane says that he was offended by the topic, which Simone brought up. Okay, I'll give you that you're offended, even though it doesn't really make that much sense.
Well, I guess he had said that a conversation was being had that he didn't want to get involved in, which I assume is the black woman on MTV conversation. And then I guess something was said where he had to eventually at one point walk away. I mean,
well, she said that he got, her take on it was that he got offended or frustrated because he couldn't speak.
Say anything,
right. He didn't say anything, right. So, I mean, that, I'm just...
And for you to take it to that level if you can't get a word in?
Right.
Like, so it seems like Simone and Amanda are saying that Shane was the first one to do something physical and I guess get into Simone's face and scream at her. And Simone says, we thought you were joking. So as a joke, I said, get out of my face, and kind of pushed him away. And then apparently he then grabbed her, and then Devin had to come and put Shane in a chokehold. But Shane's saying, no, Simone, you took your nails to my face first. All of it seems very extreme for the context at hand, but at the same time, everyone's drinking alcohol. Everyone's in the redemption house. Everybody's tensions are high. It's late at night. The cameras aren't even there. So things break out in any given instance. Like, if you've ever been at a party, somebody looks at someone funny in New Jersey and they're getting popped in the face. Like, it takes something so little to push somebody's buttons.
Well, I guess, I mean, to what you're saying earlier, I guess this is probably maybe one that didn't necessarily get owned up to and completely put away. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that they kind of did, but at the same time, they kind of didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, they're like, yeah, I apologize, but at the same time, like, I'm still not wrong. You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of like, I don't know. It was weird.
And no one's ever going to know what exactly happened. And I kind of wish, Amanda stepped in a little bit just to back up Simone, but I kind of wish Derek, Simone, and who else was there? Who the other person that was there?
LaToya was there, and Amanda.
And I wish they kind of spoke up. Like, if you saw that, like, say, this is what happened. There's another side that, you know, us fans could see and hear.
Yeah, I wonder if LaToya was even at the reunion, because I didn't see her. I mean, I saw, like, Dario in the corner at one point. I said, Dario, you wouldn't even know that he's here. But Amanda did speak up for, like, a little bit. Yeah, she said,
nothing about what happened. I don't know what's true, you know? So it's kind of, like, in the dark, and I don't think they're going to be touching on that.
Right,
and they still don't talk to this day, haven't really looked each other in the eyes and apologized. It doesn't seem like Shane just kind of said it openly on stage, but it seems like Simone is kind of upset about that.
Yeah, there's
too.
Definitely still that tension there, you can tell. Just the energy between them is pretty tense, so.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Tori and Derek, because that was something I get my headphones back on. That I guess everyone was kind of speculating on the rumors, and they are true. Tori and Jordan had a little fun.
Are we surprised? Really?
No.
Are we surprised?
I was wrong.
No, but I mean, I think it's more frustrating when we're here and we actually have them on the show, and then they, you know, we want more. I mean, I had no
idea. This was definitely
the beginning of the season, too.
That's understandable, but I mean, are you going to really grill someone? I mean, put yourself in their position. I mean, you know, like, you want to keep that stuff
private as possible before it gets too late.
Right.
This was definitely the best part of the reunion, but I have to eat my words and say that I was wrong, because I didn't think that they hooked up, as naive as that sounds now. I thought, oh, maybe they're just really great friends. Yeah. Sure, they're calling each other babe and stuff, but they could be like a challenge on Cloud
they're
Nine,
like,
helping
together,
each
like,
other.
Pretty much Jenna. All over each other. Oh, they're just friends.
Why not? I hug friends like that.
I just want to know, who is this blocked person that keeps messaging them?
Right.
And I don't know if it's two different people or the same person.
Well, we found out Corey was blocked.
Well, I'm just... No, wait, what?
This is all
different. Oh, we're on the Derek and Tori stuff.
Yeah, I know.
what confuses me so much about it is that they definitely know more about this blocked number. Their whole reaction to it sounded very shady. They said, I don't know. Well, I don't know who it was. No, I have no idea. It all sounded a little bit played up, like they were acting that up.
Well, I thought Tori knew and just didn't want to say anything. She's right. Like, I can't, I won't, I don't want to.
Right? But then,
I don't know.
Yes, but then they all resorted to, I have no idea who it was. It seemed like they probably knew who it was, but it was a New York number. And Tori.
But then Derek got something from an LA number.
Dun, dun, dun.
So is it two people?
That is so random and bizarre.
I don't know. I feel like if you're not one of those two in the relationship, then what's it to you?
So what's your guys' reaction to how this went down on stage then? Tori's reaction, Derek's reaction.
You guys
got to
be the PI and let us know what you guys thought, because I'm just confused now.
I almost feel silly even speculating on it, to be honest. It's one of those things that... Dude, they hooked up. It is what it is. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's humiliating for Derek. He got cheated on, plain and simple.
I mean, yeah, that does suck. For that guy, I'll give him for sure. That totally sucks, man. And then, she owned up to it too. She fessed. It kind of didn't seem like she felt too bad. Afterwards, because she was kind of like, well, you know my history type of thing. So that kind of sucked. You know what I mean?
I think she felt bad, but at that point, as mentioned so many times in the reunion, she was clearly done with that relationship earlier. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, it didn't feel like cheating to her, even though it was. You know, she came out at first and said, I didn't cheat on you. Because at that point, I think she was so mentally far removed from her relationship with Derek, and now she had fallen for Jordan or had this attraction. It had been months. They didn't talk. They were away. She was on TV. He was home. So all this happens, which we've seen so many people doing the challenge. Doesn't make it right at all. But... the fact is, apparently, she lied about it to Derek at first, which nothing feels worse if you've ever been cheated on than the person looking you in the eyes and saying it didn't happen. So I think Tori handled herself very well on stage, mm-hmm. and she did eventually own up to it, and she spoke as to why, but at the same time, she cheated and lied about it after the fact.
Well, how do you think the response was to her regarding all that?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like, how do you think everybody responded to her? About all this
stuff. I think she had the support of the cast. It kind of seemed like, you mean they only really asked Cara Maria's opinion, but
how do you feel about her being called the new Corey?
I don't know if she does. Okay,
that double standard. That double standard's coming.
That's
in.
That's true. It's not like she hooked up with five people.
No, it's
like
only
Corey
double standard
did.
if he's cheating. Like if he's single doing his thing, by all means, he has that right. But she's cheating on some dude, and that's kind of messed up. You know what I mean?
So Corey's a player, but there are guys that are players, and there's girls that are players. But Tori.
She's in a relationship.
It's easy to mess up, but she was in a relationship. So I think ultimately what she's doing is worse, even though I love Tori and stuff happens. But at the same time, what she did was worse because she was in a monogamous relationship with somebody.
She handled it well, though. She owned up to it. She apologized. She understands what she did. And they're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of pointless to throw in those other guys, her exes, who, by the way, apparently did not date. And so it was kind of like, because they were on a game show together and they hooked up or whatever. You know,
this was absolutely hysterical.
Sorry, it's irrelevant.
It's so messed up. It's like, what's going to happen when you go ask someone's ex about, you know, it's like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, they're never going to get the best response, you know? Like,
no.
That sucks.
Well, this is so funny because we have two guys that the host keeps saying, these are Tori's exes. And Tori's saying, I don't even know these people that well. Yeah. I was on a TV show with them. Maybe I hooked up with them drunk one night. Like, I never dated these people. And MT was like, no. These are her ex-boyfriends. Like, let's make her look awful and say how she has this terrible cheating track record when they never even dated her. And you could tell by the way the people are speaking, like the two guys, they don't have any passion or emotion towards
this.
They're like, Tori, yeah.
They're literally just bodies on the show. I don't even remember their names or what show they were on, to be honest. Okay, let's get into some gossip for the previews for next week. I'm kind of bummed that they obviously didn't get into it a lot. Like we said, the first 15 minutes was really boring. But we saw that Alyssa, Tony's baby mama, is there. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to go down.
Oh.
But I don't think it is because Camila's not there.
Oh. I was going to say, you know I'm excited for
that. I know, right? But speaking of, she did tweet that we finally have our answer of whether she was invited or not. She could not attend due to a death in the family, which happened to be her father, and then lost her uncle a few days later.
Wow.
Well, I know Camilla. She said it was her father's death?
It was her father, yeah.
Her dad passed away years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I remember she... That was a big thing in the challenge. That's why she did so bad in one of the eliminations. She said she was still struggling with dealing with the loss of her dad, and she went on to the challenge before she was emotionally over that and
so
stable
enough.
So maybe
it was her uncle.
So I'm thinking that maybe she mentioned, oh, my dad passed away, now my uncle did. Maybe it was his brother or something. It was that kind of relationship.
Hey, either way, condolences to you, Camilla, and your family, and we hope that you're better and you're doing well with all of that. Because that's unfortunate. I mean, that's mm-hmm. not... I mean, we know that she screwed up in this season, and people are still talking about what happened, and now she's not showing up to things like this. But, I mean, a death in the family is never something to bash right. someone
Oh, yeah,
about,
definitely.
You know?
I mean, it was good for her to clear the air, because we're going to make all of the speculations that we want. Oh, she was scared to confront Leroy, or she didn't want to talk about this or that.
Yep.
Maybe she didn't win the money, so she didn't care about going. But now we see that she's at least not third place. So
yeah, well, I mean, is MTV going to mention anything about that situation, though, next week with her not being there?
I hope so. That was such a big thing that happened
this
season.
Well, they aired the special about racism or race in America. They did, a PSA maybe or something like that? I don't remember. But they did
a special.
Right, they did a special on it. So maybe that's as far as it's going to go. Maybe we won't even hear about it next week. But we're all going to have to tune in. And then the Kayla and Jenna...
Jayla partnership and the fact that everybody hated them. I'm very excited to hear more from Kayla. Oh, and the Kayla-Car-Maria fight. That stemmed... Because I guess they had the alliance, and then Car-Maria was pissed that she got thrown in through Kayla, threw her in the Redemption House, and then they had a little tiff on the red carpet at the VMAs, which apparently...
I remember that.
Yes, Car-Maria went to approach... Kayla about the situation. Kayla said, we're not doing this here. That got blown out of proportion.
I know, what the hell? You got some bad timing, girl. Jeez, it's an award. It's a red carpet.
So I'm excited because that was something that was teased on the commercials that I was very pumped for because it looked like one of the more aggressive fights on the reunion, which
is
why we
tuned
in.
We want answers.
Right? We need a drama. We need
excuse me if I'm not saying this right. Bethsaida, Camilla lost her dad years ago. So... Yeah, I think it was her uncle, or either way, someone in the family passed away. Also, didn't you find some tweets about Tori and Derek?
Okay.
I don't know if you saved those.
A little bit, very little. Derek was on Twitter. He was basically just retweeting everybody that was saying, no, Tori cheated. It's facts are facts, because it seemed like she was kind of beating around the bush a little bit.
Okay.
But... he tweeted something about Brittany Nicole, who was also on this season for all of, 2 minutes. So if you forget, you're in the same boat as me. Because I said, oh, she was on this season? But Derek, Tori's ex, said, I'm mad they didn't air what Brittany Nicole said because that would explain everything. Mm. And then Brittany Nicole said, right, baby? Love you. We know the truth. All that matters, I guess. So that has to go with this the cheating situation as well. So obviously we don't know what that's about. But they're hinting towards something.
Very interesting.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
I mean, again, so many things get cut out.
Yeah, I know.
From what they
That's
air.
The thing about reality TV is that we don't see 100% of anything.
So, I mean, Derek said his piece on stage as well. He actually handled it so well for being cheated on. It almost shows that their relationship, it's not like these people were in a 5-year relationship.
No, it wasn't
deep.
It wasn't.
It shows that he was kind of saying, all right, whatever, you did it. You owned up now let's get over it.
Right.
But if that had been an almost engaged type of thing, it would have been a completely different story. Even though Tori said she wanted to have his baby on TV.
Oh, young love.
Dun, dun,
young love. Also, they aired a lot of videos of Diem tonight, which is the anniversary of her death.
3 years.
It doesn't even feel like it.
Time flies. Went by quick. Yeah.
But I'm glad that they're remembering, her in this way and... They keep her in everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that we missed? Because half of the show was boring. Did we get into everything before?
How does our live chat feel about the show? That's what I'm curious to hear about.
Well,
not
to beat my dead horse, but we did mention we're very excited that Tony has his ex that he cheated on, Alyssa. Or actually, we're not sure if ex. That's what I was going to bring up. I see his tweet. And he said, I'm happy to have this one by my side. It's a picture of him and Alyssa at the Challenge MTV reunion this Tuesday. So a very happy tweet of them two, considering he has to talk about cheating on her on live TV. Like, how do you go about promoting that on your social media, you know? Oh, I'm so excited she's at the reunion. But you know what you have to talk about.
He wears his heart on his sleeve. I mean, you can't fault the guy for that. Honestly, I have no idea. I can't tell if they're together. Either way, they're going to be in each other's lives for the next 18 years. So, I mean.
Dang, just give them 18. Then they're passing the kid off to college after that, huh?
Yep, that's how it works. So, next week is the new show, Champs vs. Pros. It airs the same night as part two of the reunion. So, if I'm not mistaken, we will be taping Champs vs. Pros at 9 o'clock Pacific time next week, followed by part two of the reunion at 10 o'clock Pacific time next week. So, back-to-back shows. Mm-hmm. So, follow us on Twitter. We're going to be tweeting the time as a reminder for you guys. It's a double whammy.
And we will all wear leather jackets next time.
No, we won't. Yeah.
Next week's leather.
Sorry, yes. Nope.
Pauline is going to lead the pack on that.
You don't own a leather jacket.
Yeah, it's actually required, guys. You have to.
Oh, God.
See, thank you, Tony.
That's the uniform now.
Not to be confused with Tony on the TV show, our lovely engineer's name is Tony as well.
Yeah, yes. I'm an innocent Tony.
Oh, and
he's Tony No Kids.
The Miz is hosting Champs vs.
Yeah. Yes.
We got more animation from this guy. Yep. That's what he does. Hey.
Awesome.
But I think that's it for tonight. So until next week when we get all the goods.
Hopefully a little bit more to the reunion.
Yes, hopefully more. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Thank you guys for watching. I am on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
I am on Twitter as well at DPR Christopher. Instagram at David Punk Rock Christopher. Paulina.
I'm on Instagram.
Also, shout out Pam.
Oh,
yes,
Pam.
We miss
we'll
you, girl.
Have her next week, too. Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar and Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar. And we'll see you guys next week at 9 o'clock.
Woo!
See you later.
I did not mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.